Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is April 10th. Today we're going to continue in this week's Come Follow Me block. We're going to jump over into Jacob chapter 6. Now in Jacob chapter 6, it seems like Jacob is done quoting Zenas and now he's going to be expounding and giving some of his insights on the allegory of Zenas that he just taught. And so because he's expounding on that same allegory, it gets a little bit repetitive, but we're going to see that Jacob gives us some new insights and some new ideas and principles in this chapter that are really, really interesting. So let's take a look. Let's start in verse 2 of Jacob chapter 6. It says, "And the day that he shall set his hand again the second time to recover his people is the day, yea, even the last time, that the servants of the Lord shall go forth in his power to nourish and prune his vineyard, and after the end soon cometh." Now, there are a couple things about this that are really, really interesting, some things that I really like. It says, in that day that the Lord is going to set his hand again the second time is going to be the last time that he does that. So here it's making specific mention or reference to the restoration, to this final dispensation, where God has set forth his hand to restore the gospel, and this is going to be the last time he does that. I think that that's really important to remember and to keep in mind, especially as we go forth in the gospel, that this, yes, might be the final dispensation, but this is the dispensation promised that we will not lose the gospel from the earth again. President Benson once said, "Every previous gospel dispensation has drifted into apostasy, but ours will not. True, there will be some individuals who will fall away, but the kingdom of God will remain intact to welcome the return of its head, even Jesus Christ. While our generation will be comparable in wickedness to the days of Noah, when the Lord cleansed the earth by flood, there is a major difference this time. It is that God saved for the final inning some of his strongest children who will help bear off the kingdom triumphantly. And that is where you come in. For you are the generation that must be prepared to meet your God. Each day we personally make many decisions that show where our support will go. The final outcome is certain. The forces of righteousness will finally win. What remains to be seen is where each of us, personally, now and in the future, will stand in this fight, and how tall we will stand. Will we be true to our last day's foreordained mission?" I love that because he says that even though every previous gospel dispensation has ended in apostasy, ours will not. We have that promise. And even though we might see and witness personal apostasy around us, God has sent his strongest children to be on the earth at this time so that the gospel of Jesus Christ can continue to go forward boldly, nobly, and independent. And that's what it's talking about here, is that God sets forth his hand to recover his people even the last time. And then it says that the servants of the Lord shall go forth in his power. That is where you and I come in, because remember what we talked about yesterday, that the servants that the Lord calls up this final time is you and I. And so we go forth in his power. We don't have to do it alone. We go forward in his strength to help continue to bear off the kingdom triumphantly, to nourish and prune his vineyard, continually working in his work until the end comes. And my friends, I think it's so important that we recognize and realize that our Father in heaven has a specific purpose for us to be here now. In 2017, Elder Pingree once said, "God has an important work for each of us. Our Heavenly Father has specific and significant things for you and me to accomplish. These divine assignments are not reserved for a privileged few, but are for all of us, regardless of gender, race, nationality, income level, social status, or church calling. Every one of us has a meaningful role to play in furthering God's work." My friends, do you believe that for yourself? Do you believe that God has an important work for you to do here today on this earth? Have you asked him to guide you to that work? Have you asked him to reveal it to you? Because it's my testimony that our Father in heaven invites us to be a part of his work and a part of his glory, as we talked about yesterday, partly so that we can bless and help others, but also so that we ourselves can be changed and blessed through that work. My friends, don't hold back in the work because you don't feel capable. I feel like oftentimes we, or maybe just me, I feel like sometimes we hold back because we don't feel capable or confident to accomplish everything that we need to do. But Elder Eyring promises us that when we do our part, the Lord adds his power to your efforts. That is the promise from President Eyring, and it's the promise found here in Jacob chapter 6, that as we are willing to be the Lord's servants, we can go forward in our work confidently, knowing that we are doing so in his power and not in our own. And then just to emphasize again something that we talked about yesterday, verse 3 says, "And how blessed are they who have labored diligently in his vineyard." Yesterday we quoted Alma chapter 26 verse 3 when Ammon says that it has been his blessing to be part of God's work. My friends, I testify that when we make God's work and glory our work and glory, that we will experience greater blessings, greater conversion, greater grace, and greater joy in this life than we ever could if we were to live only for ourselves. God's work and glory is to bring to pass our immortality and eternal life, yes, but he blesses us and strengthens us now through inviting us to be part of his work and his glory. Okay, let's continue on and take a look really quick at verse 5. Verse 5 says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, I beseech of you in words of soberness that ye would repent and come with full purpose of heart and cleave unto God as he cleaveth unto you." Now, the wording in that reminds me of Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verse 40. Listen to what it says there. It says, "For intelligence cleaveth unto intelligence, wisdom receiveth wisdom, truth embraceth truth, virtue loveth virtue, light cleaveth to light, mercy hath compassion on mercy and claimeth her own." Now, what I understand about this scripture is that the natural law of God, the natural order of God, is for us to gravitate to things which are like us. Light will naturally gravitate toward light, mercy to mercy, wisdom to wisdom, truth to truth. And so what I love about that is that here in verse 5 of Jacob chapter 6, when it says, "Cleave unto God as he cleaveth unto you," it helps me realize that the more we are striving to become like God, the more we are developing Christ-like attributes, which are God-like attributes, the more we are, as it says here, repenting and coming with full purpose of heart, the more we do those things, the more we will naturally gravitate toward God, toward being like him, toward spending time with him, toward having his spirit with us always. Light cleaveth to light. And so as we are striving to obtain light in our lives, as we are striving to become godlike in our lives, we will naturally cleave and gravitate toward God, who is the source of all light. And he will naturally come nearer to us. But it takes effort on our part. It takes that repentance. It takes that coming with full purpose of heart. It means checking our pride at the door and desiring to be closer to God more than we desire anything else. It means that there are things in our lives that we are going to have to give up, ways of thinking, habits, words that we use, things that we read, things that we watch. We can't keep doing what we're doing and expect the greater goodness and the greater mercy and the greater light of God to come into our lives. We have to repent. We have to come with full purpose of heart. We have to be willing to change, to cleave unto light over all else. But when we do that, my friends, I testify that his light comes into our lives in greater and greater abundance. We will fill of his spirit more. We will increase the channel of personal revelation in our lives and draw nearer and nearer to God as he draws nearer and nearer to us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.